You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the most interesting thing in tech from Nick Thompson, editor-in-chief of Wired Magazine.
Hello, it's Tuesday and I am back from South by Southwest, briefly in New York City. The most interesting thing in tech, and I think this will be the most interesting conversation in tech for the next little while, is the conversation around antitrust that Elizabeth Warren has, if not started, very much accelerated with her proposal. And there was a hitch that happened yesterday. So, timeline, late last week, Elizabeth Warren puts out a proposal saying it's time to break up the big tech companies, it's time to unwind the mergers, it's time to make sure that the companies can't run both platforms and sell on those platforms, right? The way that Amazon runs a platform for selling, and then when it sees that light bulbs are doing really well, it starts to make Amazon-branded light bulbs. So Elizabeth Warren says they shouldn't be able to do that. There's a debate raging over whether that is sensible. But the escalation that happened yesterday was pretty interesting. So Elizabeth Warren bought some ads on Facebook about this proposal, and then Facebook took them down. Oh my God, outrage. That's despicable. Facebook stifling free speech, just awful. Internet reacted that way. But actually, it was kind of a nothing burger because Facebook has a very clear policy that you can't use Facebook. You can't use the logo in an advertisement. There are a whole bunch of restrictions. In fact, if you go to the Facebook ads terms of service, it's the second thing listed. And Elizabeth Warren violated it. So the way this should work is machine learning algorithms should pick up that there has been a clear violation of the terms of service. Humans should review it. And in this particular case, they should put the ads back on Facebook, which is exactly what happened. So the system worked. But of course, the way politics and media work, that's not how the story was portrayed. It was portrayed as nasty, despicable Facebook shutting down free speech. And then Elizabeth Warren, who I give a lot of credit for having this conversation and for actually focusing on policy, right? If we have a Democratic presidential campaign that focuses on policy, not just, I don't know, insults, silliness, electability, that would be great. So give her credit for really focusing on policy, laying something out. But then she goes and she says, you know, that darn Facebook stifling free speech. That just made me yawn kind of like that because that isn't what happened. There's a clear rule. There's a violation of the rule. And then after the penalty was imposed, it was undone. It was all fine. Anyway, so we will go back. We will debate more antitrust. And ideally, we can focus on the politics without lots of silliness about all the other stuff. All right, see you tomorrow.